Hello and welcome to the Ethanol Report. With me is Robert White with the Renewable Fuels Association, and we're going to talk a little bit about ethanol and motorcycles. And Robert, I understand that RFA has renewed its sponsorship, a sponsorship that you did last year, in a very big gathering of motorcycle enthusiasts. Why don't you tell us about that?
For more than half a century now, motorcycle enthusiasts from all 50 states and many countries around the world have all collided usually the first or second week in August in Sturgis, South Dakota, in the Black Hills. And we think that, once again, this is a golden opportunity for us not only to educate the motorcycle enthusiasts that will be there on the use of ethanol-blended fuels in their motorcycles that they will have there, but it's also an opportunity to educate them on what they can and can't use in all the vehicles they have at home. As most families and most people across the country, there's usually at least one other vehicle at home, if not two or three, including small engines like lawnmowers and weed eaters, snow blowers, etc. So we are looking at this as just a large gathering of consumers with a golden opportunity to educate them at one time.
What exactly does the sponsorship entail? Of course, this is the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and I understand that you're partnering with a legend there at the rally.
Well, many years ago, there was a movement to get people out of the city limits of Sturgis and back into some campgrounds, and one of the predominant campgrounds there of many years past is the Buffalo Chip. And the legend name comes from, I think it was self-appointed, but the legendary Buffalo Chip is what they refer to themselves, and it's a 50-acre complex and daily has more than 100,000 people come onto the campground, usually for the musical entertainment that takes place starting mid-afternoon and way into the early morning. This year, for example, they have all kinds of different genres represented, from Jason Aldean to Bob Dylan, Ozzy Osbourne, Motley Crue, Kid Rock, you name it, the list goes on and on. But more than 100,000 people a day trek through this campground, and across the campground we'll have banners. There will be educational material and you know, promotional materials and giveaways like koozies at all the local watering holes on the campground itself. We'll be doing the staff shirts of all the Buffalo Chip employees have the Fueled with Pride logo that we're starting to get accustomed to seeing across the country. And we also have meetings planned with some of the original engine manufacturers in the motorcycle arena. We're participating in the Legends Ride, which is a charitable fundraising effort that helps the local charities there in the Black Hills area, and also with a motorcycle exhibit that lures in several celebrities from across the country and known Hollywood acts as well.
Now, this is the second year you've done this, and obviously it was successful last year. That was the first time you did it. Tell us a little bit about why you thought it was so successful last year, you wanted to do it again.
Well, part of the thing with Sturgis, if you look at the demographics of those who attend, for the most part, it's a three-year rotation. So you're getting a new group of individuals. For some reason, historically, it's people go every other year, or at least every 3 years, based on the research that the Buffalo Chip and others in Sturgis area have done on the rally. So we thought, obviously, we won't have all new attendees, but we're definitely going to have a new group of audience and consumers that we can educate there. And we also like the opportunity of just having that many people in one small 50 acres. Doesn't seem small, but it's relatively small compared to the other opportunities to kind of educate consumers that we have. The Buffalo Chip was great to work with. All of their vehicles are using E10 or E85 on their facility, and they're going to continue to promote that before we're there, while we're there, and after we leave. And they're going to help us push with the OEMs on the motorcycle issue, whether that's simply that E10 is fine for everything, you should have no concern, or as we move up into the out of E10 into E12 or 15 or whatever EPA ultimately lets us have, there's more than just a promotional aspect to this. We think it will lead into other partnerships, or at least working relationships beyond that of just the consumers.
And this also has an American theme to it, a celebration of American freedom and really an all-American tradition, and that ties in with ethanol as well.
Yeah, and the great thing about the motorcycle enthusiast crowd is it's much different than it was of the days when Easy Rider first debuted in the movie theaters. You have all types of demographics out there, from everyone from doctors and attorneys to the guy that's literally pitching a tent and spent his last dime in his checking account to get there. So we have every opportunity to promote across many different demographics, and at the same time, they're all interested in the same thing, the open freedom, the American freedom, and what we're trying to do is add to that American pride with the sense of here's an American fuel that you can use to power not only your vehicle that you have there, but the ones at home. And that seemed to resonate very well last year. This year, I think it will resonate even more, especially with the disaster going on in the Gulf. It just seems to be a good time to be talking about alternatives.
And also, part of your success last year, the National Agri-Marketing Association, your regional chapter, awarded you recognition for the design of your T-shirt for this event, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We won a first-place award for the T-shirt. We actually won another award for the website that was created, that we did a contest around Sturgis last year. So it was very, very welcome, I guess. It was the first marketing award that the RFA had received, and it was just nice recognition that others were paying attention and it was worthwhile in the world of marketing.
Now, if people want to find out more about Sturgis and about RFA's promotion there around ethanol, where should they go to find out more?
Well, chooseethanol.com is our consumer website, and that's where the bulk of the information will be. And I encourage people to tune in as the promotion kicks off. It's less than 30 days out. It's hard for me to believe even, but it's coming soon. Obviously, I will be on the ground there, and we'll be doing tweets and pictures through Flickr and chooseethanol.com to keep everyone abreast of what we got cooking up there.
All right, good. And that is August 6th through the 14th in Sturgis, South Dakota, the 70th annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally that will be partially fueled by ethanol this year and their sponsorship. Thank you very much, Robert White, Director of Market Development with the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.